Dr. Mac Harrell, and I am an endocrinologist in South Florida, and I am the vice president of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists.
You know, I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear thyroid cancer is the fastest growing type of cancer in the U.S. I would have said melanoma.
Well, the numbers are pretty startling, Diane. When I was giving a talk on thyroid cancer in the year 2000, the number of thyroid cancers diagnosed in this country in that year was 18,000. And in 2012, we're anticipated to have 56,000 cases diagnosed. So we've had more than a tripling in the number of cases in this country over 12 years.
I don't suppose you've wondered why this is the case. Is it linked possibly to the obesity crisis?
We don't think that obesity is a factor, but quite frankly, we're perplexed by the whole thing. The two major risk factors that we're aware of are genetics. If you have thyroid cancer in your family, you're probably more likely to get it yourself. And if you're exposed to low doses of ionizing radiation, like the situation that occurred in Chernobyl back in the 1980s, that also increases your risk. But beyond that, there must be other factors of which we're unaware.
And Christine, if I could ask you to give your full name, please.
Sure. It's Christine Lanotti.
Mm-hmm. And you're a thyroid cancer survivor. I wonder if in a brief summary, you could tell us how you determined that you had thyroid cancer, or was it a health professional who found it before you noticed something?
Sure. I actually did notice a lump in my neck. I certainly did not think it was cancer. I had never even heard of thyroid cancer. This was back in 1999, so there was even less people having this type of cancer. But I did go to check it out. It was actually causing me some pain and hoarseness in my voice and difficulty swallowing. So my primary care doctor sent me to an endocrinologist. I had several biopsies done, which came back inconclusive, but I did go in for surgery, and it was confirmed following surgery that it was actually thyroid cancer.
Was it removed?
Yes, it was done in two surgeries. I did have my thyroid removed, and I also had radioactive iodine treatment following the surgeries, which removes any remnants of possible thyroid tissue or cancer remaining.
So now, are you a proponent of people doing a thyroid neck check? And could you explain what that is? Or maybe that's something Dr. Harrell could explain.
Sure, Diane. Well, we explain it in detail on our website, which is thyroidawareness.com. But in brief, what we think your listeners should do is in the morning before going to work, simply take a cup of water in the bathroom, tilt the head back, and take a sip, watching what happens in the lower neck below the Adam's apple as swallowing occurs. And if you see a lump moving up and down in either the left side or the right side of the windpipe, that is a clue that maybe you should get to your primary care doctor or your local endocrinologist and get a formal thyroid exam.
Well, that seems simple enough.
It's simple, and for people who've got thyroid nodules that are more than 1.5 or 2 centimeters in size, it's a very effective way to find them.